KD Country 94 weather.
With the kids back in school and schedules changing, don't you think it's time to change your workout routine? The NCK Wellness Center can help. Come and check out our free group exercise classes included with all memberships. Our instructors will help you stay motivated and have fun. We have yoga, Zumba, aqua, weights, and cycle classes. Something for everyone. Whether you work out in the morning, noon, or at night, we have a class for you. Stop by today and pick up a Group X schedule at the NCK Wellness Center in Beloit.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Partly cloudy this afternoon with highs around 64. Winds out of the north, 20 to 25 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies again tonight, lows dip down to about 32. Bright sunshine expected tomorrow, highs level off around 59. Upper 50s Friday, low 60s Saturday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 61.
Are you craving some delicious barbecue? Look no further than Outlaw Barbecue in Glen Alder. Along with their award-winning barbecue choices, including brisket, pulled pork, ribs, and more, they also offer a daily selection of comfort food and stop in and try their burger of the month. Outlaw Barbecue is also open for breakfast daily, and they serve fried chicken on Sunday. They're closed on Tuesdays, but visit the Outlaw Barbecue Facebook page for hours and their latest specials or call 785-545-1049. Outlaw Barbecue, 105 South Mill in Glen Alder.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Of course, it was Election Day across the country yesterday, and let's give you some of the results that we received. These are unofficial results, and we will just mention the contested races. In Mitchell County, there were 762 ballots that were cast. In the race for mayor of Beloit, Tom Nas will stay as the mayor of Beloit. He had 308 votes, Rick Brown 120, Nas 71% of the vote, and Rick Brown with 28% of the vote. City Council Glen Alder, four people running for three positions. Lindsay Clark and Landon Cleveland each with 60 votes. Kevin Noller with 58. And Bob Kastrup with 26. So Clark, Cleveland, and Noller win those three positions. In Jewell County, 445 ballots were cast in the race for council members in Jewell. There were four people running for three positions. Joshua Burks, 67 votes. Don Delzite, 64. Bob Freeman, 62. Bailey Haney with 12 votes. USD District 1, Position 5, District 107. It was Bobby Fogo with 141 votes. Christina Jeffrey with 84. So Fogo wins that position. USD Position 7, At-Large, District 107. It was Mark Grout with 215 votes, defeating Perry Colson, who had 108 votes, and Ashley Cole with 97 votes. For a full look at all of the results from Jewell County and Mitchell County, go to our website, kdcountry94.com.
Beginning Monday, November 13th, the Kansas Department of Transportation, otherwise known as KDOT, plans to begin a field survey to gather information necessary for a proposed bridge replacement in Jewell County. The bridge is located on K-28 over Buffalo Creek, about 3.5 miles southeast of K-148. The survey will take place on the existing highway alignment. KDOT estimates the survey to be completed by February 2nd of 2024. Survey activities will include the use of survey instruments on the ground to determine locations of existing features within the corridor. A member of the survey crew will contact property owners or tenants for permission to enter private property. Have a job opening to tell you about. Agmark LLC is accepting applications for a customer service / grain accounting position in their Beloit office. This full-time position is focused on providing quality service to our customers through answering phones, greeting customers, and processing grain purchase payments, all while being professional, friendly, and ensuring customer satisfaction. This position also maintains a variety of reports and files and assists in various other administrative office duties. Agmark LLC is a profitable company offering an excellent benefit package, including competitive wages, 401k, co-op retirement, health and dental insurance, PTO, and more. Agmark LLC is an equal opportunity employer. Applications will be taken until the position is filled. To apply, please contact Julie at 738-0763 or email julie.harrison@cvacoop.com or send a resume to Agmark LLC. Attention Julie, P.O. Box 568, Beloit, Kansas 67420. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6 Independence and Beloit, and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osborne, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment, or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. The Beloit Ministerial Association is seeking names of children 0 to 18 years of age from qualifying families who live in Mitchell County and or attend school in Mitchell County who are interested in participating in the 2023 Angel Tree program. The program matches donors with children to provide holiday gifts of clothing and toys. An information letter to enroll in the program have gone out to families. If you have not received one, contact Cindy, Angel Tree Coordinator in Beloit at 738-7346. Due to the election, the quarterly meeting of the Mitchell County Planning Commission Appeals Board will be Wednesday tonight, November the 8th at 7 p.m. in the First Bank of Beloit Meeting Room. Downs Community Blood Drive on Wednesday, November the 8th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. That would be today at the First Christian Church in Downs, located at 1017 Morgan Avenue. They have several openings that they need to fill. The high school students are hosting this drive and are in need of several more donors to fill the list. Please sign up by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or by visiting them online, redcrossblood.org. All donors will receive a $10 e-card to a merchant of their choice and be entered into a $5,000 prize giveaway. So they welcome you to join them today in Downs to help save lives. There is a walk-in flu clinic at the Mitchell County Health Department today from 7:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. You can call and schedule an appointment at 738-5175 for another day if today does not work. Glen Elder Lions Club having a Hunter's Soup Day this Saturday, November 11th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Glen Elder Legion Hall. Chili or chicken noodle soup and pie, dine-in or takeout. Free will donation, call 569-1660 for more information. The annual Veterans Day Parade taking place in Beloit this Saturday morning at 11 a.m. at 5th and Mill. Pre-registrations and check-in from 8 a.m. till 10:20 a.m. Floats will be judged and trophies awarded. Free will donation lunch at VFW Hall following the parade. Any questions, contact Dennis Shoemaker at 545-8010, and we'll have complete coverage of the Veterans Day Parade in Beloit live on the radio here on KD Country 94 and online KDCountry94.com. And the holiday season can be overwhelming for those who are grieving the loss of a family member or friend. Zion Lutheran Church will be hosting Surviving the Holidays by Grief Share at 1019 Blunt Street in Downs from 1:30 to 3:30 p.m. coming up on Sunday, November the 12th. There'll be a video shown featuring advice from people in grief who face the holidays after their loss. It includes insights from respected Christian counselors, pastors, and psychologists. You'll receive a holiday survival guide with practical strategies, encouraging words, and helpful exercises. Join others who understand how you feel. Once again, that is a Surviving the Holidays by Grief Share in Downs from 1:30 to 3:30 in the afternoon this Sunday, November the 12th. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
Look at this.
Steal. Eat Meese. Auburn has surrendered the lead to Baylor. And Eat Meese to slam and one.
That dunk put Baylor up 79-77, and they would never relinquish the lead again in their season opening win over Auburn on Tuesday night. We'll have more on the game coming up in the sportscast and other Big 12 hoops notes as Bill Self has a new contract with the KU men's basketball team. We'll look at local sports, high school football playoffs continuing on. Women's hoops, KU opens their season tonight, and the new college football playoff rankings are out as well. It's all coming up in the sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. In local sports, a reminder that we'll have high school football coverage Friday night from Axtell on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com as the Osborne Bulldogs face the Axtell Eagles in the 8-man Division 2 quarterfinals. Full brackets for high school playoffs, as well as news, schedules, scores, and more can be found at ncksports.com. In college hoops, Bill Self's lifetime rollover contract as the head coach of the KU men's basketball team was amended on Tuesday. Self will now make $53 million over the next 5 years, making him the highest paid coach in college basketball. He'll make more than $13 million this season. A new deal also pays him $7.2 million in salary, previously deferred due to COVID-related challenges. KU Athletic Director Travis Goff said in a statement, quote, Bill Self is undoubtedly the most consistent coach in college basketball, and a restructuring of his contract terms were long overdue in an ever-changing collegiate athletics environment. Our strong commitment to Coach Self positions KU basketball to maintain and enhance its status as the most storied program in the country, unquote. KU's 1-0 this season after their dominant win over North Carolina Central on Monday night. Self and the crew back on the court on Friday night hosting Manhattan. Well, as heard at the beginning of the sportscast, number 20, Baylor opened their season on the men's side Tuesday night, beating Auburn 88-82 in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. The Bears trailed by 9 at half and didn't take their first second-half lead until 79-77 at the 2:45 mark. But from that point, they didn't trail again in the six-point win. Jacoby Walter dropped a game-high 28 for Baylor. Also in the top 25, number 8, Creighton rolled to a 105-54 win over Florida A&M to open their season. Coming up tonight in women's hoops, after the WNIT championship last season, KU opens their season and hopes of making the NCAA tournament this year. The Jayhawks host 0-1 Northwestern State at 6:30 on ESPN+. Also in women's hoops, 0-1 Wichita State hosting 0-1 Presbyterian, which opened their season with a loss at K-State on Monday night. It's an early 11 a.m. tip-off on ESPN+ from Charles Koch Arena. Finally, in sports, the updated college football playoff rankings were released Tuesday night. There are no changes in the top 8. As if the season ended today, the top 4 will be number 1, Ohio State, number 2, Georgia, number 3, Michigan, number 4, Florida State. All 4 of those teams 9-0, with 5th-ranked Washington the only other 9-0 team still on the outside looking in. Texas State at number 7. Oklahoma State jumped 7 spots to number 15, followed by Kansas at number 16 with a 5-spot jump. Oklahoma lost 8 spots to number 17, having lost to both KU and OSU in the past 2 weeks. Despite a loss to Texas, K-State stayed in the top 25 at number 25 this week. The full rankings can be found at NCAA.com. That's a look at sports and your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katy Country 94 and Z96 Point Through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Dinas.